It is time now for the Short and Sweet Business Beat. We're joined now by Kristen Smith of the Chapel Hill Carrboro at Chamber of Commerce. And Kristen, what are you going to do with the $1 billion that you're going to win tonight in Powerball? We were talking about what the intro was going to be, and I was like, oh, I got a question.
It's a great question. I wish that we would pose that to nonprofit organizations, because I'd love to see their amazing ideas. Mm-hmm. And I think I would start a foundation or join Stradroses Foundation and invest in the local nonprofits and our university, but personally, I need a new car.
Saying Stroud Roses, but you've got that, oh, I'm totally going to do this look in your eye.
No. The Stroud Roses is sincere, and I would want to make my charitable
contributions. You can do both.
Do my charitable contributions first, but right now I'm getting around town through the kindness of friends who are loaning me their car. So I would buy a new set of wheels.
So if anyone has just happens to have $1 billion lying around after tonight, just take what, $15,000. It doesn't even have to be all that much. Send it to Kristen. She can get a new car.
Even less. I'll take you anywhere. I'll be your chauffeur. Your taxi and Uber, but that's how I would use it. How would you use the winnings?
I have no idea. I haven't even bought my ticket yet. I'm going to have to do that. I did it 2 weeks ago when it was $400 million. I'm like, oh, I got to get on this. And then last week, and last one went by, and now it's what, $1 billion, what, 1.5, 1.6 billion, something ridiculous.
I think so. And I've seen that it's doubled the sales of lottery tickets in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's interesting. Interesting to see this play out, but always an interesting question to ask.
I would put enough aside for myself forever. I would take time off work, maybe forever, and go on a really nice vacation. And I'd set my family up and give money to my friends, and then the other $800 million I would have after that. I think it's a really good idea to ask a local nonprofit, because you think about giving to charity, you think about those big national or internationals, but what would Stroud Roses do?
Well, or any nonprofit. If you were given this huge giant donation, all of our nonprofits, they're trying to step up their individual giving. They apply to foundations. But if someone said, hey, I won the Powerball, you can have some of my winnings. What big ideas could we see to help solve some of our community's problems?
So if you win the Powerball out there, make sure you give it, at least half to some local nonprofit.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can spare $500 million.
I would say nonprofit or higher education.
Or higher education. Oh, yes. Oh, so. God, what would UNC? What would Durham Tech do with $500 million?
I know.
Oh, man.
Because you may not win the Powerball, we hope that you vote yes to invest, and that will secure $68 million for the UNC's new medical education building.
Very nice. Awesome. All right. So it's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. We're talking about the possibility of winning $1 billion, but there is definitely the possibility of doing a lot of good work in the community. In just a couple days, it's MLK Day,
which is
a day of service, and there's a lot of opportunities.
A lot of local opportunities. One would be Mayor Lavelle in the town of Carrboro has proclaimed Monday, January 18th as Book Harvest Dream Big Book Drive Day.
It's hard to say.
I know. I didn't realize it was that hard until
Dream
I just
big
said it.
Book so, Drive Day.
So this is actually an event I've participated in the past. Book Harvest is a chamber member, a great local organization that works to get books in the hands of kids. So they have partnered with the town of Carrboro by donating books to the Books in the Park project. And so that's why Mayor Lavelle has issued this declaration, and the town of Carrboro is supporting this effort. But actually, what you need to do is get new and gently used books and bring them from 1 to 4 p.m. to the Durham Central Park. This is their biggest event of the year and is a great way to honor Dr. King, because he had a vision of a world in which every child has a chance to realize his or her full potential. So this is one opportunity that the town of Carrboro is supporting. If you want to find out more information, visit bookharvest.org.
And then you've got an event, a 5K, right, in honor of
A 5K in honor of our three heroes. We actually – I'm going to be running, hopefully, with my Blue Ribbon Mentor in this race. It's nice. An early race,
yes.
But it's really exciting. The time is now 5K is in honor of Dia Bearcat and Yusor Abu Sala. Apologies if I mispronounced anything. And in partnership with Fleet Feet, this is in honor of the two dental students that were unfortunately murdered in February 2015, but this is honoring their memory, and all proceeds of this 5K, which is 3.1 miles, or you can join the fun run of a 1 mile, will go to provide funds to a UNC School of Dentistry student or a group of students who plan a local, national, or international project, giving back to communities who need it most.
And so much good work has come just in the last 10 months or so. It was a horrible tragedy, but people, like the community really rallied, the dental school really rallied. All of their friends and family came together, and so much good work is coming to make sure that these three people didn't die in vain, and absolutely is the case.
And I think it's an opportunity to also have an interfaith dialogue, not an interracial dialogue, an interfaith dialogue. So I can't think of a better way to honor Dr. King's legacy by joining that. So you can find out more at facebook.com/timeisnow5k.
And speaking of interfaith, we've got an interfaith prayer breakfast on MLK Day as well.
And so this is a regional, this is open to the entire triangle. There's an interfaith prayer breakfast. The Raleigh Chamber is supporting this event, in addition to other chamber members like Blue Cross Blue Shield and YMCA the Triangle. This is at 7:15 a.m. on Monday at the Sheraton Imperial Hotel and Convention Center, open to anyone in the Triangle to honor the late Dr. King and hear from Reverend Mark Anthony Middleton at this popular annual event. They usually get about 1,000 folks at this annual prayer breakfast. So two very local opportunities, and another one that's open to the entire Triangle region. But think about ways that you can serve on Martin Luther King Day. One of those ways is actually board service. One Martin Luther King Day, I didn't have a chance to join a project, but I just took the day to work on all the work of the nonprofits boards I serve on. So if you're considering board service, I hope you'll join us at Chapel Hill Young Professionals, where we're going to have a panel to discuss nonprofit board service. We'll be joined by Trudy Smith of the Executive Service Corps, Shemeka Bryant, very recent Executive Director at Orange County Rape Crisis Center, Kelly Murphy with Bank of North Carolina, and Lee Storrow, former Chapel Hill Town Council member, and he is current Executive Director of the North Carolina AIDS Action Network. They're going to be a panel talking to young professionals about board service. Mm-hmm. So join us at Courtyard by Marriott January 19th from 5:30 to 7:30. You can register at carolinachamber.org/events.
And I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but young professionals are definitely in the news and in the conversation this week. There's that great article on Orange Politics that Travis Creighton wrote about the need for Chapel Hill to attract and retain young professionals. Our percentage of people 18 to 34 is not high at all, especially relative to other communities like ours. So organizations like this are good steps in that direction.
It's providing an opportunity for young professionals, but I hope that the recent post, and I know the Daily Tar Heel has been asking me about this topic, about young professionals and how we can keep them. I hope both towns and county look to see how do we focus creating job opportunities for young professionals, but also increasing the options for housing. And I appreciated Matt Bailey's recent commentary on that topic. So millennials, I have to acknowledge that I'm no longer in this category, if I guess it stops at 34.
if you're not a millennial, do you get to move out of the millennial category?
I'm technically Gen X, but not to give away too much about my age,
okay.
but I think I might have aged out of the young professional category. But we're seeing that millennials want this live, work, and play mixed-use, walkable communities. And I think Village Plaza Apartments is a step in the right direction, the changes with Ephesus Fordham. And I hope that we see both towns investing in this kind of development.
We're speaking with Kristen Smith, Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. It's the Short and Sweet Business Beat. Business After Hours is coming up soon, but it's no longer Business After Hours.
It's no longer Business After Hours. It is goodbye Business After Hours. Hello, FaceTime.
Is there anything in Chapel Hill that is retaining the same name? We've got University Place, Carolina Square, FaceTime.
We just all should have changed. We should have had this the same rebranding event where we all unveiled the new names and new events at the same time. But I'm excited about Carolina Square. I'm also really excited about our new networking event called FaceTime. It's open and free to members, but you can bring a friend. This is new. Bring a friend, and just for $5, they can check out the chamber or do some high-value networking. All the proceeds will benefit the nonprofit spotlight of that night. So if you bring your friend, they pay $5. That money goes to the nonprofit spotlight for January. That'll be the KidZoo Children's Museum. Excited about learning more about what they're doing at University Place, formerly University Mall. It's whether or not you acknowledge, are you the artist formerly known as, as Prince?
Right.
Are you the? This is not the event formerly known as Business After Hours. This is a new event called FaceTime.
Yeah.
We hope that we're partnering with different organizations so that you can meet new people. So we're excited to partner with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership for this first January FaceTime. And any downtown merchant employee can attend attend FaceTime for free. And we hope that you'll come to promote and market yourself and your business, learn about the location, make meaningful connections, and just unwind and make new friends. FaceTime is going to be 5:30 to 7:30 Thursday, January 21st at Top of the Hills Back Bar. You can park in the Rosemary Lot or Wallace Parking Deck and have your ticket validated by Topo. If you need some more information, visit parkonthehill.com about parking, but visit carolinachamber.org/events to see when FaceTime, our new monthly networking event, is every month.
And that is a week from tomorrow, so mark your calendars for that. You can bring a friend, and only $5 for them. If you have $1 billion lying around from Powerball, $5. It's not
just
that much.
Just let the whole town come to FaceTime.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yeah.
That should have been my answer. So that's what I'll do at the if I am indeed
win
a winner.
Ball.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Sounds good. All right. That's the short and sweet business beat. Head online and visit carolinachamber.org for more information. carolinachamber.org/events to see a full calendar of events coming up. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.